This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Wally-ish.
So, the Prince Harry, Meghan Markle Netflix docuseries
is it premiered. Out yet?
Yes, it is. Ooh. Did you okay, so it. Obviously you haven't watched
no,
it.
No, I haven't had time, but I'm going to.
And, Betty Rock is a big fan of the royals, and I have never been a giant fan of the royals.
Why are you?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Wait, why am I?
Yeah, like a fan of the royals?
I just think they just come across as fancy, mm-hmm. and it's like a fictional book. I don't know, it's just fun.
But you're fancy like Applebee's on a date night, like, you know.
It's just you get to live vicariously through them, sure. and also there is a lot of tea to spill.
Sure.
That's true.
You and know, it like doesn't really impact us.
Right, it's a family that's hiding some secrets.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know if any of those are going to come out, but the new series is out, and here's a little bit of it that I had read, because I haven't seen it yet either. I started to watch it last night, and then I watched this other documentary on this guy who hosed Pepsi for their contest about winning a Harrier jet.
Yes.
Yeah, I started watching that. I'm like, ooh, that's fascinating. okay, so Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they talked about some of Meghan's fashion choices during the time at which they were actually royals. Do you know why she did not wear color?
Oh.
She was told not to?
No. Sometimes people might think that because she paints a picture of being very controlled mm-hmm. through the thing, but she said that she did not want to upstage Princess Kate or the Queen Mother.
Oh, so William's wife,
right.
she didn't want to upstage.
Right.
And the Queen, at the time, the Queen, mm-hmm. she wore all those very neon colors.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, see, that's the thing about this. This is what I've learned, okay? She said, you know, you're never allowed to wear the same color as the queen. Like, if you're doing a thing where you're all dressed together, you can never wear the same
sure.
color. But what a pain to plan your outfits all the time,
right.
you know?
And how do you get that? Do you get that memo in the morning?
Like, yeah.
She's wearing yellow.
Seriously.
Don't wear yellow.
Like, living in that family is a job,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, basically, she just was like, what color won't they wear? Beige. Off-white. I'll just do that. And
oh.
so she's like, I just want to be in the background because this is a world I'm not familiar with.
Interesting.
You know? And so, but what was really interesting was that the Queen Mother, you always see her wearing like really bright clothes, kind of like an Easter egg.
Yeah.
In the best way. But like she stood out. And
yes.
there was a reason for that. The Queen always tends to wear one color because she said she feels like many people were waiting and queuing in hours. Queuing, that's what the British people say, in hours to see her. And she said it's only courtesy that she would wear a color that would make her stand out so that the audience would be able to pick her out and say that they saw the queen.
Oh, well, that was very kind of her.
What an amazing monarch.
I'm sure that there's going to be more tea to spill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning on watching it over the weekend. I'm super excited.
Yeah, and you're going to binge it all.
Oh, for sure.
You're going to come in Monday with an accent.
I will.
Uplifting WayFM. This is The Wally Show. And you know it. There's a list. The naughty and nice list. As a parent, you definitely know that. And you probably use that against your kids, too, around this time of year.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on the naughty list. You know, I'm going to tell Santa you've been on the mm-hmm. naughty list, and you know what that means. No mm-hmm. presents for you.
I'm sure you heard that a lot growing up.
It's weird. I still hear that. Like, my mom, I'm not sure if she doesn't realize that I've grown up, and I'm 54 now, but she's like, you know what? I don't like what you did last week. I'm going to put you on the naughty list. Like, come on, Mom, really?
Oh.
But it works. I'm like, okay.
Even at your age.
Yeah, I'll change. I'll work on it. You know, not a problem. I just want to make sure I have a good Christmas, okay? So 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show with us. I'm curious, like, what is the thing that has gotten your kid on the naughty list this year? The
yeah.
thing that, you, like, you as a parent were like, I cannot even believe this kid did this. Like, yeah. This is insanity, you know?
Yeah, like that funny story that you go around and tell people, my kid did this.
Yeah, not like they burned down our house.
No,
on purpose. They're an arsonist. Like, I'm fully not interested in that. But kind of those funny things that you're like, all right, you do this again, you're going to be on the naughty list. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear your stories right now. You might make some other parents feel better about their kids.
Right?
You know, and the naughty list that they're putting them on. All right, let's take yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. So, Danielle, how has your kid ended up on the naughty list?
So, it's my nephew, actually. And over Thanksgiving break, he decided that he needed to use our shower curtain as toilet paper.
Oh!
Yes.
Sometimes with kids, you're like, what in the world were you thinking?
So I'm guessing there wasn't toilet paper available, right?
Oh, no, there was.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you're partly to blame for that one.
But you're not.
No, I think he just panicked and... Yeah. This is where we ended up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is definitely naughty list material.
Wow, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Well, I know what Danielle was getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
A new shower curtain.
Heather said that her son once put a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in the VCR.
Makes
that put
sense.
Him on the naughty list.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
No, Christine said that her daughter once called 911 because she didn't like the snack choices that she was giving.
That's so great. You know, when you're a kid, though, that makes sense. You're like, this is a crime. I should not have to have these snacks.
I don't want these organic goldfish.
Exactly.
I want the real ones.
All right, Monica, how did your kid make the naughty list?
Well, I'm an avid baker, and when we make little fun things, drawings, put her handprints in the powder and the flour and everything. So he decided that he was going to catch his elf one night doing sneaky stuff, and it did not like for the elf to come in his room to think that he was doing stuff whenever he was asleep. So he decides to get the flour out of the cabinet and literally dumped a whole bag of flour in front of his bedroom door.
Oh, that's so great. There's part of you that like was like upset because you got to clean it, but then you're like, it's kind of ingenious, you know?
Oh, I would give anything if I could show you, send y'all the video. Oh, my goodness. No, it looked like it had was a snowstorm down our hallway, and then in the front of his door was just, and I was like, what did you do? And he said, it showed the footprints. And I said, I think fairies fly. I think the elves fly. He's like, no, they don't. They don't have wings. And I'm like, okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, he's a smart kid. I like this kid, man.
He's smart for his own good.
This is the Wally Show. Man, I'm Steamroller. So, it is Christmas time, and, you know, there's always that debate between, do I get a real tree or do I get a fake tree? I've had a fake tree for years, and there's part of me that would love to have a real tree, because I love the smell when you walk in.
Oh,
I've done fake tree smell on my tree.
It's not the same.
It isn't, you know, and I always grew up with real trees as a kid. But I don't want the work of them because they seem like they're labor intensive.
They are, and they have that sap on them so they can make you sticky and all that. But like you said, the smell is amazing.
Yeah.
My parents, we always get a real tree, and it's lots of fun. But there are tips on how to keep it going. Sometimes you don't even realize you could be cutting the life short of your real Christmas tree.
Yeah, because what if you like to put Christmas trees up at Thanksgiving, you know, and or before? I don't know how long they last.
Right, right. Well, there are ways that you can help your tree last longer. So the first is when you get it from the store or wherever, you need to cut it an inch or two off the trunk before you set it up.
Hmm.
It's kind of like what you do with flowers. You know, when you put them in a vase, they always say cut the stem.
At an angle, too, on the flowers.
That's true, which is a little bit harder on the trunk of a tree.
Why is my tree always leaning? I have to cut it at an angle.
Yeah, don't want to do that. But when you do that, it kind of opens the tree's pores, and it helps it get that water that it needs. Now, speaking of water, don't forget to water your tree. It needs to be watered. They say that Christmas trees soak up 1/4 of water a day.
Oh, really?
Of every inch in diameter the trunk is.
Oh, okay.
So if your trunk is 4 inches across, that's a gallon of water every day.
Wow. Does anybody know, like, Gavin, you have dogs. Isn't drinking Christmas tree water bad for the dogs?
I think it is.
Yes.
And I think that it has something to do with like the chemicals that come out of the tree.
Yeah. Okay.
That would
so
be harmful for
you want
pets?
Like a sealed one that like it's in there's yeah. just like that little hole to pour the water through that the dog can't lick.
Yes. And then lastly, make sure that you don't set your Christmas tree close to a heat source. So
seems obvious. But.
Well, you would be surprised. Heaters and radiators, they dry out the tree very right. fast. You don't want to do that. And they also create a fire hazard. So the best place for a tree is near a door or a window.
Yeah.
Also, this gives it the opportunity to get a little bit of fresh air.
You know, I love putting my tree right next to the fireplace. Fires and trees, historically, that's never been a problem, right?
You know, I know that you say that's common sense, yeah. but once again, some people just aren't born with it.
That's
so.
Very true. Well, there you go. Some tips to help you if you're getting a real tree this year to help it last a little bit longer. Thank you, Lady Rock.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
When a flight from Orlando, Florida to Knoxville, Tennessee got canceled, passengers were, of course, left stranded, having to figure out another way to get to their destination. So when one of the passengers mentioned in passing to those standing around that they should just rent a van and drive the 8 hours it would take to get to Knoxville, a lot of people were like, that's crazy. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to try and find another flight.
That seems like one of the ideas. Or you go, oh, yeah, that sounds fun. We're like, I'm not doing that.
Right, exactly.
You don't want to make the person feel bad.
But there were 12 other passengers
no.
that were standing around. They thought, you know what? That's not such a bad idea. And they were desperate enough to take her up on it. So these 13 complete strangers went and rented a 15-passenger van that was enough room for them and all of their luggage, and they hit the road. So through their journey, they learned more about each other wow. and the different reasons that they needed to get to Knoxville. They also came from way different backgrounds. One guy only spoke Spanish.
Oh, really?
So I hope he knew what he was doing.
He had no idea he was on this bus. Like, he did not know what he was getting into.
Yeah, but it was really cool because there was a couple on there that they were taking their daughter to Volunteer State.
Okay.
Yeah, and so they needed to take her to college, and she didn't want to miss her intros or whatever.
Sure.
And then there were other people that were just trying to get back to family or get back to their jobs. So they were learning all about each other on this trip.
That's kind of cool.
For safety precautions, they each numbered themselves, taking a number 1 to 13. So they would actually
number
not
8 went missing.
Right, exactly. So they wouldn't even call each other by their names. They'd just call each other by the
That's
number.
That's so funny.
So that when they stopped for a bathroom break or they needed to stretch their legs, they could number off, making sure everyone was on board.
Number 2's got to take a number 2.
Yeah, where's number 2 at? That got confusing.
Around 8:30 a.m. the next morning, they finally did make it into Knoxville. And while they entered the van as strangers, yeah. they came out as friends.
Aww. You know what? That would be a fun reality show is you show up to an airport with a bus. And you'd be like, all right, who wants to get on this bus? And then yeah. you just drive to wherever.
Yeah, because they were saying that they took turns like 2 to 3 hours driving.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's just cool to see that a lot of like these 13 people, a lot of them said that it helped them believe in humanity again.
That's kind
of
cool.
You know, that yeah. these people aren't out to get you. They're just trying to live their lives and do good.
And that you can be from various different backgrounds and still find a common goal and actually work together. I love
I mean,
that.
I am a little worried about that Spanish-speaking guy. I hope he's not still standing there being like,
yeah, yeah
like, where am I?
Yeah, he kept saying, like, donde? Like, where? Like, and they're like, just, come on, Fred, let's go, you know?
Uplift
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Next week, we are going to be in support drive. So this is our last normal show for the year. It's kind of hard to believe that. And so it's our Christmas show, and we always like to share our gifts with each other and do it live on the air. And then in the aftercast, like after the show today, when we record our podcast, that's when we're going to do a Facebook Live on. You're going to want to see it. Just text the word Wally to 91979. We'll send you a reminder. That's Wally to 91979. Because it's reindeer games, the gang has a chance to win money. There'll be $400 to $500 on the board.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, not ministry money. This is my money.
Holy cow.
Thank you. They will be competing for. So
wow.
They could win it. One could win it all. One could get half of it.
Do you want to split it? Like whatever we, however much either of us gets. Deals.
I don't if I get all the money.
Right.
But if you get all the money, yes, I want to split it.
You're barking up the wrong tree trying to cut a deal with that kid.
Back.
Yeah, you're so kind. You would do it. She would find a way to hose you. Okay, so, but until then, we did small gifts for each other here on the show. So, Betty Rock, you have said that Gavin and I need to open our gifts at the same time.
Yes, because I got you the same thing. And as it's really hard to buy for the guys in my life because I feel like as men, y'all just like toys.
Yes.
But they're expensive
toys.
But I think I found something that it will make it both ways, but cheap.
Okay, but cheap. Her optimum is always but cheap.
Yeah, well, I can't go into debt for y'all.
I don't know.
That seems like...
Anyways, why don't y'all go ahead? But you got to open them at the same
time.
Okay, because it's the same thing.
Get set, go.
Rip down the side, rip over the top, close my eyes.
Well, it's one of those things.
Is this the thing that... It's on TikTok.
You throw it in the air and it comes back to you?
Yes.
Little hover thing?
It's supposed to levitate on your hand and you can throw them back and forth.
It's a little hovercraft, basically. And I've always wondered if these things work. Who's using them on TikTok looks like they
it does. It looks really fun.
Well, no, it looks like their lives are complete. It looks like they are so happy.
See, I found something.
Yes, you nailed it.
I did
it's called a scoot drone, which I love.
Oh my
goodness. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what? It doesn't matter what you got. Let's open these now and let's play with these.
What about me? Can I open a present?
You're fine. No, go ahead. Open a present.
Okay, I'm going to open yours.
It's not going to be a drone.
It feels like it's a book.
That's pretty good observation, yes.
Oh, is it, though?
Because Betty Rock does like to read, and she likes to learn about herself.
Oh, it's an interactive Enneagram devotional.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It's a big book, too.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it looks good.
Actually, a friend of ours wrote it, and so...
Really?
Yeah, her name's Eve, and she's so into the Enneagram.
You get ready for some psychology, okay? Because I'm going to find out some things about you.
You've poured into that and done a really good job.
This will be really good.
Yeah, so there you go.
This is going to help us all.
Merry Christmas. I know. You can figure out why we love drones so much as guys. So, all right. So that's a couple rounds. We got a few more gifts to go. We'll do that in 10 here on The Wally Show. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. If I sound out of breath, there's a reason for that. I am. It's not because I've been exercising. It's because of my excitement. I'm like an 8-year-old kid on Christmas morning.
So Wally and Gavin opened my Christmas present that I got for them. It's the same thing,
good.
But it's these little drones that you can throw back and forth. And they've been busy this whole time.
My heartbeat is just so fast right now.
Playing with
I know. We're both out of breath tracing this drone around and trying to figure it out. Like I know we've both seen these on TikTok. And that's the greatest thing in the world. But, I mean, you've got to be a millionaire to own one. Apparently not.
No.
They're so great.
Yep. So I won at Christmas.
You did. Your Christmas gift
Yay!
Was fantastic. Okay, so now we're opening our Christmas presents because this is our last normal show until the new year. And so we're up to Gavin. You have a gift still from me.
Yep.
And you have one. That's it. And then I've got one from you. And Betty has one from you. So
yes.
We'll all open our presents.
Okay.
Gavin, you go ahead.
Okay, I'll go fast on
this one. This looks like a box.
This is from Wally. Okay, it's a box.
And it's gnome paper. My wife was like, what paper do you want?
Cute.
I'm like, he looks like a gnome. Give him gnome.
Aww.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's white.
Opening the box.
A white box.
Which has paper wrapping something.
Always does.
Okay. Okay,
and
I feel it.
Is
okay.
Something
Come
wrapped
on.
In tissue
it's
paper.
It's a mug, I would think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait. Okay, I'm... Star Wars. Okay. I had to look at the bottom of it. It's a Star Wars mug. On the inside, it says Shendrilla Starline.
What does that mean?
Is this from the place where
Haley works?
It's the Star Wars Cruiser.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
You
that's
can,
called?
Yeah, you can only get them there. So like if you've done a $6,000 two-night stay, that's the only place you can get those mugs. You can't get them just,
so
you know, at a store.
So it's almost like you were on the cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, okay, Gavin, here it is. We got you a two-night no.
Oh, look, there's a sheet of paper in this.
Yeah.
That's cool, though. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can't get those anywhere else.
That's
so.
Very super unique. Cool.
There you go. All right, now this is Gavin's gift to Betty Rock.
I am, like, sometimes nervous. I'm such a not great
gift giver.
Mine is
in a big
giver.
Bag.
They are big bags.
I hope I know her well.
Oh, my gosh, I see a new puzzle.
Yes!
A cat puzzle.
Yes.
I haven't done this one.
Okay,
thank
good.
Thank you. I love it.
The only cat puzzle she's never done.
Oh, my goodness, there's dispensers.
Nice.
What in the... There's four of them. Four pezzes. I got an elf, a snowman, a nutcracker, and a polar bear.
Nice.
Thank you, Gavin.
Nice.
Well done.
I love it. Okay, now this is mine from Gavin. Oh, it's heavy in this bag.
I
feel like it's going to rip out of the bag.
Be careful. There's glass-ish stuff in there.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's good to know.
Just
so
you know.
I'm like, money shouldn't be that heavy, right?
I would never.
Oh, yes, Gavin!
What is it?
It is my favorite coffee drinks. Uh-oh. I went to get some of these yesterday, and they were all gone.
Oh, no. So your vanilla frappuccino.
They're the
best. Yes.
Nice.
And then it is...
Read the top.
Wonder Shop. Popcorn mix, caramel, white cheddar, and butter popcorn.
Hey!
Thank you, Gavin.
Nice.
Snacks for Christmas.
My wife loves these, too.
Okay,
like,
good.
Every year she wants one of these, and I don't always get them, and so I'll have to fight her off for this. So there you go. All right, so those are our Christmas gifts so far this year. One thing you might want to do, it's a little bit of fun. At the end of the show today, we're going to do a Facebook Live. If you text the word Wally, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91979, we'll send you a link that will give you a reminder. Betty and Gavin are going to be playing reindeer games.
Oh, boy.
So this is what's great, because they can make up to $500.
That's insane.
That's a lot of...
And that's like my gift to them, but they have to work for it.
Yeah.
And so they could walk away with all of it, none of it. One could get more than the other. It's always fun to see the competition.
Oh, I mean, he's going to go down.
There are questions, and I have purposely designed questions this year that are about things that are important to me that you guys have not listened to me on.
No, I feel like I listen. I feel like I listen.
We're going to find out how much you care about me.
Well, if you don't want to miss out on that, like Wally said, text Wally to 91979. We'll send you a reminder so you don't miss it.
All right, we'll do that after the show today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I didn't know if you knew this or not, but it's like National Christmas Card Day. And my wife finally, God bless her, finally has laid down the Christmas card thing.
Oh, good.
Oh, for years.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, you mean like lay it down as in like she's not doing that?
Yes.
Oh.
She's stressed about this for years and would always, it's got to be creative and it's got to be fun and it's got to show our family and then the updates and like she's stressed over it. And it made it not fun for her or for me because I always had to come up with the idea. She's like, I'm not good at it. You do it. I'm like, I don't care about it, you know?
Yeah. And I get those Christmas cards in the mail and a lot of them, you know, they're the squeaky clean version of that family. Like the little picture on the front is just everyone dressed up and got a smile on their face. And the update is always positive. So
Our daughter's in college and just got in and doing well, but they leave out the part of she also just got out of rehab, you know?
Right. Like, they don't tell the truth. It's kind of like the highlights.
Right.
Like they do on social media. You paint the picture of what you want.
So I am curious.
He's getting a little choked up about it.
I'm choked up here. that and I just swallowed my Coke wrong. I am curious about, like, what is your, if you were doing a Christmas card this year, what is your honest update? Because everybody does the updates for their family and friends and stuff like that. But maybe your Christmas hasn't been, or your year hasn't been that great, you know? And what is the honesty of that? Now, it can be positive, too. Like, look, we've had a rough year, but we've seen God walk us through a lot of the hard, you know? But a lot of times when we put our highlight reel out there, that doesn't help anybody. Our honesty and our authenticity does help people. It lands with them because most of us live not, you know, in the perfect world. You know, we live in the real world. And so, you know, maybe your thing is something that will really connect with somebody today. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. I'm just curious, like, what would your honest Christmas card update look like this year? What would your honest Christmas card family update look like this year?
Well, a year ago in September, my husband and I were separated. And this past May and April, I actually went into a treatment facility. And we've spent a lot of time reconciling. And in August, I actually moved back home.
Oh, wow.
And we just seen God move in a miraculous way in our marriage. And we're just amazed at what God has done in my life and what God has done in his life. We actually went to a marriage intensive back in October. And we've been married 27 years, and we're now looking at another 27 years together by the grace of God.
Well, there you go. You each got another 27-year sentence. Congratulations.
Oh my goodness.
Absolutely.
I love hearing stories of people, like, reconciling their marriage, because I guarantee you there's somebody that's listening right now that's like, my marriage is unsavable. It's not salvageable. And
really,
you're proof that God can do miracles in people, but you both got to want it, and you both got to work for it.
Absolutely. He saved us, and I'm amazed.
Uplifting Way FM.
He's wise beyond his years.
I can't really tell, but it seems like he's very good.
Here's Gavin.
When you go on vacation, you obviously tend to do touristy things, depending on where you are. If you go to New York City, you go see Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. Maybe you go to Times Square. If you're in the Arizona area, you're going to the Grand Canyon. And apparently, Hawaii is having some issues with tourists having a little bit too much fun with their touristy rights. So apparently, Hawaii is having an influx of visitors thanks to two volcanoes that are currently erupting, and native Hawaiians are upset because those people, hear me out, they are throwing marshmallows at the lava.
Maybe they're trying to help stop the lava flow. I know there's been a lot of discussion about building walls to divert it and other things.
Yep.
Back in the day, they used to throw explosives in it, and that didn't really work, because you just can't stop the forces of nature.
I don't know. Yeah, if you stack enough marshmallows up and then maybe put some graham crackers and chocolate behind it, A, you block the lava. B, you've got a snack.
It would smell so good.
It would smell amazing. But volcanoes are considered sacred by a lot of people in Hawaii, so it's been seen as very disrespectful. The mayor of Hawaii's Big Island said it might be a social media thing and people are doing it for Instagram or TikTok. But he's also worried about tourists getting too close to the lava where they might get hurt and need to be rescued.
Yeah, lava's one of those things. It's tricky. It's deceptive because it's slow. A lot of lava flows are slow moving. Some are fast. But like the ones that are just kind of creeping along, you want to get as close to it as you can and like kind of just step out of the way of it and stuff. Like, I would be that guy. But
that's terrifying.
The heat from it too, like, will actually keep you from getting too close because the heat is just crazy, man. Like, that emanates from it.
I would assume that you would have to wear really good shoes.
Yes.
That it could burn through the soles of your shoes, and then you'd be, like, standing in hot lava. That'd
don't
be
wear
horrible.
Flip-flops.
Yeah, literally the floor is lava, you know?
You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Every week we have Pastor Chad come in and kind of share stuff that's going on our prayer wall at wayfm.com. You can always get involved by texting the word pray to 91979. And it's basically a community where people post prayer requests and they pray for each other. Sounds pretty good, right? You could be a part of it. And there are very different prayer requests that come in every day.
Yeah, some of them are happy, some are sad, and around this season we're spending more time with family, but it just made me think of this person here who said, please pray for my mother as she went to jail for trafficking drugs.
Oh, wow.
She has been an ongoing addict all 16 years of my life. She has also been having thoughts on if God is real.
That's so hard, man. A 16-year-old kid, in essence, becomes the parent.
Yeah.
You know, and how do you do that? And it's weird, too, as your parents get older, you find that there's a role reversal, and you become the parent for them. It's the weirdest thing. Like, the decisions they make when they get older, you're like, you told me not to do this when I was younger. Why are you doing this now? You know?
Oh, the forgetfulness, the planning ahead for things. And even now we're having those discussions in my family about, do you have a will? What does this look like? And just those difficult situations, not necessarily just for them, but even for us, like, it'll help us in the end days to not have to go through different things. But yeah, you're thinking differently that you never thought you'd have to do because your parents always took care of you.
Yeah, I know. And then all of a sudden you're taking care of them, and the things, the conversations you have to have. I know I had some in our family too with my wife's dad. you know, after his wife passed away. And then he got into this relationship that just threw our family into turmoil. Yeah. You know, and I'm like having to have conversations with him that I never would have wanted to have with him. But it was like, I got to be honest, you know, you're hurting your own daughter here, you know. And so we had some really conversations where I became the parent and I hated it. I hated it, you know, but it's just part of life.
And it really puts into context. I know the scripture, Ephesians 6:2, it quotes the Ten Commandments, even it just saying, honor your father and mother. And so it's part of that honor isn't just that you obey them, which is the first part in Ephesians 6:1, but also what does honor look like? And it is helping them in other parts of life when you can help them. And
I think honoring, too, can encompass speaking the truth in love. Like, because to let somebody go down a road that's not healthy for them isn't being a good son or daughter, you know, even if it's your parent and even if it's difficult. So I am curious for you, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can be part of the show. We love having you on. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever experienced this where you find yourself as an adult being the parent to your parent and like kind of what that situation is? 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. Who's this?
I would rather not give my name because I have a lot of friends that listen to your station.
Yeah, I totally
get that. But I wanted to share this because I feel like there might be other people dealing with the same thing. But I am just the daughter-in-law. And the daughter, I don't know, it's a complicated situation. She said she couldn't take care of her mother. So she came to live with us for 3 years. And it just got to the point where everything I did was wrong because I was just a daughter-in-law. And she actually told me that, I tried to have a heart-to-heart with her. I mean, I take her to all her doctor's appointments, get her medicine, and I send her flowers on her son's birthday, thanking her for giving birth to this amazing man that I can call my husband that God put in my life. And I feel like I've done everything that I can for her, but I still feel like a failure.
Let me just take a minute to encourage you, okay? Because, and this is weird territory for me. because I've kind of been through this before. And when you're the caregiver, it is one of the toughest positions to be in. And especially, too, it's not even your mom, but you are loving this lady well. And these are the end days for this person. And you are making the right choices to love her well, despite her not always receiving it. And that is something that when she's long gone, you can hold on to, and I know your husband appreciates it because maybe he can't even deal with all of it. You know, you're the strong one in this thing, and so you just keep doing what you're doing, and even when it's hard, just know you're doing the right thing.
I always had a strained relationship with my mother, and I told her, I said, I just want you to love me like your like you love your daughter. And she told me I needed to get over it.
No, that's so hard to hear. But you know what? Yeah. You just keep loving her. Love her even more. Love her even more viciously.
And in spite of her, that's what I try to do. I love her in spite of, you know, what she said, her word.
I'm sorry you're in that place, but I'm so impressed by you. And that you're doing it the right way.
Well, thank you. I needed this encouragement today.
So I'm curious, if you've ever been in that position, like, what would your advice be?
Remembering them as they were.
Yeah.
This part of their life, they're becoming, you can tell it's someone they haven't been. And just love them through it and try to put aside our hurt feelings, knowing that let it roll off.
That's the interesting thing that you bring up, is that this is not the person that they were. Like, you knew them for 40, 50, whatever years, however old you are, and you know them as one way, and then an illness, say like Alzheimer's or something, changes them. And yeah, that's not who they are. And sometimes the illness is pain and it makes them act differently. Yeah. I remember my father was going through a really painful disease that took his life, you know, and it was hard on him, and he hurt, and he didn't feel good so much at the time. And I remember sometimes, because he loved my mom, like, it was one of the best examples of how you should love your wife. And I remember at the end, he was just so miserable, and he was like snapped at her one day, and like, and I remember telling him, I said, man, this isn't you. This isn't how I grew up with you and what you taught us to be. I'm like, finish strong, man. End this thing well. You know, I know you hurt. I know you're not feeling good, but this isn't you, you know? And that was a hard thing to say to him, you know, at the end.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that I had that conversation.
Caregivers have a tremendous job, and I just want to encourage any caregiver out there right now. Psalm 10, verse 17 says, Lord, you know the hopes of the helpless. Surely you will hear their cries and comfort them. And sometimes we're praying for the person with the illness, but we do need to also be praying for the person who's taking care of them, because they're bearing a heavy, heavy burden right now.
Well, Julie, we appreciate you being on and sharing your insight today with us. Thank you, because I guarantee you there are people that need to hear that as they're walking through, you know, the situation with their parents as well. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's Flashback Friday, and every week one of you takes us back in time musically. And today we're going to do a Christmas Flashback Friday, where the song is a Christmas song, and the story behind it I love hearing. So what do you got, Rock?
Yeah, so we got an entry from someone that didn't leave their name, so I have no idea who this is, but they said, we were married on December 24th, 1983.
Ooh, 83. I was 3 years before I graduated high school.
Wow.
So girls were kind of icky.
No. They still had cooties.
No, they just didn't want to date me.
Aww. Well, Winter Wonderland says, are you married? We'll say no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town. We'll face unafraid the plans that we've made walking in a winter wonderland. And this song is a reminder of our wedding day and our marriage.
Love it. All right. It's beautiful. Well, that's a great reason to play an amazing song. Winter Wonderland by Striper.
No.
Yes.
That's not what they meant.
Are you sure?
That was a beautiful time.
We don't
time.
Know. They didn't leave their name. They certainly didn't say what version.
They
There's
did
a bunch
say
of
they were married in 83.
That's right.
Oh.
All right, I'll leave it up. Ladies' choice today. Winter Wonderland, who do you want to play?
Let's do Lauren Daigle's Winter Wonderland.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little different. I thought you were going to say Amy Grant for sure. Like, I love Amy Grant, but ooh, wait, what is this? Very Louisiana Bayou Winter Wonderland from Lauren Daigle. She's got a cool vibe. This will be good. I don't remember this song, so we'll enjoy it together on Flashback Friday.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening in the lake? Snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland.
I'll never forget taking my first compassion trip, and we went to Ghana, Africa. When we got there to the site, there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. I later found out her name was Vivian, and she would not let go of my hand. She followed me everywhere I went on that site. And later, I got to meet her family. I met her mother and her siblings, and they all lived in this little mud hut. I mean, it wasn't big at all. And when I looked at Vivian, she had the biggest smile on her face, and she was just happy to be there, just happy to be with us. And it made such an impact in my life that I wanted to sponsor her right then and there. Because of my sponsorship for Vivian through Compassion, I'm able to write letters back and forth with her. I'm now getting updated photos, and now I think she's even taller than me, which is crazy to think. But I'm also able to see how my sponsorship is providing the food, clean water, and other support that she needs and her family needs to live the best life possible. And I can only imagine now with the pandemic, war, and weather disasters, there are so many other families like Vivian's who are dealing with hunger. So maybe you want to make an impact and sponsor your own Vivian. Just click the Compassion banner when you go to wayfm.com.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
Celine Dion has been known as one of the greatest voices of this generation, especially with this number one hit.
Yeah, this lady can sing, man. Holy cow.
And to be so little as she is, man, she's got powerful, powerful pipes. But recently, the singer let us all in, informing us of her own personal health battle.
Oh, no.
With her recent diagnosis of a very rare neurological disorder, and it's called stiff person syndrome.
This is what's been causing all of the spasms that I've been having. Difficulties when I walk and not allowing me to use my vocal cords to sing the way I'm used to.
That would be hard and scary if that's what your life has been. Not only your livelihood, but, I mean, that's your identity, you know? And to all of a sudden not be able to sing like you know you can because of this, that would be scary.
Yeah, I was YouTubing, like, what is stiff person syndrome? Like, I've never even heard of it. It's so rare. She said that one in a... maybe a million people have it. So it's very rare. But the people that I see on YouTube that have it, they just get these violent muscle spasms that they cannot control. And of course, you can imagine if you've got these violent muscle spasms, you can't walk, you can't stand straight. It's very scary. And it also causes you to breathe oddly, all the different things. But anyways, this diagnosis has caused her to delay her next tour. That was the main reason she let everyone know what was going on. But she does hope that with the help of some amazing doctors that she'll be able to hit the road again.
Oh, that would be good. Yeah. Even if it's in little doses where she could still do what she loves. I remember when Matthew West, who we play, had to have vocal surgery. And there's been a couple artists that have had to have vocal surgeries. And they're like, I don't know. Natalie Grant was another one. Like, I don't know. Will I be able to sing again? Will I be able to do what I was put on this earth to do? And that's super scary for them. Mm-hmm. So, well, definitely hope that Celine makes, well, I guess there's not really a recovery from it, but at least gets to where it's manageable for her.
Yes.
Yeah, well, there you go. All right, that's going to do it for your Rock Report. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and one of Betty's favorite things is candles, or our candles. She loves Bath & Body candles.
I do. Whenever they go on sale, I'm like a kid in a candy store. And the thing is, too, you benefit from it. Like, I get the single wick candles, and I bring them into the studio so you and Gavin can...
It's the best.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I love it. I love it.
And to me, they just seem homey, and they make me feel calm. I just love candles.
But Gavin and his wife were talking the other day about candles, but in a different context for the holidays.
Yeah, we were kind of talking about, like, what's the most, what's the smell that you connect to Christmas most in your home? And my wife said that her family makes a famous family black bean chili, and that would be a smell that she associates with Christmas. I'm like, oh, what if they sold candles that were similar to the scent that you most connect with Christmas? So hers would be a black bean chili Christmas candle?
Okay. I don't know that I would get that one.
Me neither.
Maybe I would get the coffee cake candle. My mom would always make coffee cake on Christmas Day, and so it was so good. It was like this pastry with raspberry jam in the middle and folded over the top and then just drizzled with the ice glazed. Oh, good.
Sounds wonderful.
And the whole house smelled so good. I loved it.
That's Christmas.
Yeah, what would your candle be, Rob?
I think mine would be a mix of pipe smoke.
Oh, like your dad?
And a pine tree, because I can smell, like, we always have a real Christmas tree in the house, and so you can smell that. And my dad is a pipe smoker, so.
Takes you back to all the times your dad started forest fires with his pipe.
You can't mix a Christmas tree and fire.
He's out trying to cut down a family, Christmas tree for the family. Hey, Toot, get in the truck. We got to get out of here. Again, Pappy? Yes, again. All right. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you could create a candle that was a scent that meant something to you, a Christmas scent, like something that would usher you back to your Christmases, maybe as a kid or whatever. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to hear what yours is now. What would that be, Sam?
I think for me it would be pupusas.
What is that?
It's a Salvadorian. It's kind of like a pancake, but it's savory, and it's filled with, like, cheese and meat and stuff.
It sounds like a glorified McDonald's McGriddle.
Kind of, but it's, like, pork and cheese, and sometimes they put like this little green onion and cheese type thing, or you can have beans and cheese.
You say it's El Salvadorian. Did you grow up in El Salvador, or one of your parents El Salvadorian?
No. So my dad is Salvadorian, and my grandma, of course, for Christmas, she would make different foods, but pupusas was always something that we had. And I miss my grandma, so I would love to smell that again.
Oh, that's good. And I love the name. It's fun to say. Kids, we're having pupusas again!
Is that what you're saying? Pupusas? I thought this whole time you were saying baba booty.
No, it's pupusas. P-U-P and then
pupusa. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll look it up and start a new tradition in your own family this year. I love it.
For sure.
Well, Sam, thank you for being on with us today.
All right. Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What would you want that Christmas candle to smell like?
I would want it to smell like Clams Casino.
Oh. What is Clams Casino? Is that a place where you won big or...
No, it's actually a dish. It is clams that is topped with bacon, peppers and onions and cheese and seasoning.
What kind of dish is it? What is the heritage of that dish?
So it's Italian, I believe. At least our family is Italian. So we had that for 33 years on every Christmas Eve.
Oh, cool.
As my cousin would host the steak family dinner. And Clams Casino is one of the favorites.
I love different Christmas Eve dinner traditions. Like when we were in California, our friend, she was Asian, and we went to dinner for Christmas Eve, and they're like, oh, we always have teriyaki pork tenderloin for our Christmas Eve. And that was something I had never grown up doing, and I loved it. It was great. And so we'll rock a little pork tenderloin in her honor from time to time on Christmas Eve now.
That's awesome.
Well, Gina, I appreciate the thoughts today, and maybe we'll knock out some Clams Casino this next year.
But can you imagine having a can? Yeah, that says good. Clams Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. You got me singing like, amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh, amen. Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And we had Micah Tyler on, who has worked super hard to lose over 100 pounds. And Gavin, how much weight have you lost again?
Oh, at one point it was 40.
That's good. Oh, it's gone back
it's
up.
It's a little bit back up to 35, sorry. Which on the
that's
year
right. No,
is still
good.
Something I'm really proud of.
You should be really proud of that. And this isn't a competition to be like, oh, he lost 100 pounds. But like when we had him on, it was interesting to have Gavin and him compare kind of their weight loss journey. And so I thought it would be fun to play a game with them where the loser had to bust their diet and eat a Big Mac. I had no idea how much turmoil that this would throw Micah into.
When was the last time you had a Big Mac?
It's been a year at least.
Yeah. Does this scare you right now?
This is terrifying. Okay.
Really?
Like, I mean, I look at this and I'm going like, okay, if I had to, I can have the meat, but I can't have I can have the lettuce, but I can't have the onions.
I can have one sesame seed.
I can't have seeds.
Oh, no! This is your worst nightmare.
This is a roaring lion right
could
here.
Could Gavin be the bigger man here and take a bite for Mike?
Oh, I was going to offer if you wanted, if it would make you feel better, I'd split it with you.
Like Lady and the Tramp style.
Yes.
No.
Okay, I will agree to that.
So we have the whole game plus a really interesting conversation with Micah about his weight loss journey and being on or almost being on the TV show The Biggest Loser. Like I didn't even know that about him.
I know, and you've got to be pretty big.
Yeah, to
be
to make on the that show. Loser. I know. I've always wanted to be on that show.
You did?
Yeah, I'd love that show.
As you sit there eating cheese puffs.
I want to work. I'm working towards being on that show. Well, and then they canceled it. Dad, come on. Now what do I do with all this weight?
Wow. Well, if you want to see the whole video and the game to see who was the loser and who ate the Big Mac, just text DIET to 91979 and we'll send you the link. That's DIET to 91979. Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.